Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Challah. Today, we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So, we already learned that in order for something to be chayv, for a dough to be chayv in a Nefashos Challah, it needs to be made from the Chameshos Minei Dagan. And then, at the beginning of the Masechta, we learned other halachos that also relate to Chameshos Minei Dagan. It's not only about the chayv of a Nefashos Challah, but it's about what would be chametz and what would be matzah and other halachos as well. So, we're now going to focus on the two halachos specifically about challah and about what would make up matzah. And we're going to discuss what happens if you have a dough that's made of not just wheat flour or any of the other grain flours, but it's also mixed in with other kinds of flour, like rice flour or something like that. So how do we determine if this is a wheat dough and therefore chayv in afreshes challah and therefore kasher for achilas matzah, or is it a rice flour, in which case it's not chayv in challah and it would not be kasher for achilas matzah. So also isim in achitim Umin ha'orez. If a person makes a dough from a mixture of both wheat flour and rice flour, so im yesh ba tam dagan, if you could taste the wheat in the dough, chayev es b'chala, then it's going to be chayev in chala. And the bartanura points out, v'afal gav de'ein b'dagan kishir chala, even though the dagan itself does not have a shir chala. And the svara is that we have a principle in halacha called tam ki'ikr, that when you have the tam of something, the tam of a food in something else, that is like the ikr. So as long as the rice flour tastes like wheat flour, it is as if it is the wheat flour, and therefore the tam is like the ikr, and it's chayiv in hafrashas challah. V'yotzei b'adam yidei chavas b'pesach, and a person can be yotzei his mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach with matzah made from this flour, because it is tam ki ikr applies to make it like regular matzah as well, which is a little bit curious, because typically speaking, when it comes to matzah, we say be'in on tam matzah. In order to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, the item needs to have tam matzah. So, for example, you're not supposed to mix matzah with other ingredients in the matzah, because then you're going to be tasting some of the tam of the other ingredients. So you may have tam dagan in there, but l'chora you also have the tam of rice in there. So why doesn't that ruin its chiyuv in matzah? It's being kosher for the mitzvah of matzah. But whatever it is, I'm not sure what the answer is, but that's what the Mishnah says. That you don't say the mitzvah on Pesach v'in me'ein v'tam dagan, but if it doesn't have the tam of dagan in it, it doesn't have the tam of grain, ein chayavus b'chala, then it's not going to be chayav in chala, because then we just assume that the grain is batel b'rov, and we follow the rov, and if the rov is obviously rice, if you can't even taste the tam dagan in it, and therefore it's not considered a grain dough, ve'ein adam yotzei b'yudei chavas on Pesach, and that's why you can't be yotzei mitzvah of matzah with it on Pesach either, because it's not considered to be a grain dough. We just follow the rov. Mishnah hey, hanotel saor me'isa shalohur mechalasa. And let's say you take a piece of sourdough from a dough where you haven't been mafresh chala yet. So you have a large dough that you haven't been mafresh chala from, and you take a piece of it to use as sourdough. So v'nosin l'toch isa shalohur mechalasa, and you put that sourdough into a dough where the chala has already been hufresh. So you now have a mixture of dough which is chulin, meaning where dough which is perfectly kosher, where you wore mafresh challah, and a little bit of dough of tevel, meaning the sourdough was tevel, because you were never mafresh challah from it. So the halacha is mita oraisa, we would say batel barov. So the little bit of sourdough would be batel in the rov of the chulin dough. But the rabbanon say that even a little bit of tevel mixed in is going to aser when it's min bimina. We're going to get to that soon. So min bimino asers b'mashahu. So in order to be matzah the dough, you have to be mafresh challah for the sourdough, so that you could fix it. It's right now tevel, but it's not so easy to be mafresh challah from the sourdough, because you can't be mafresh challah directly from the sourdough, because it's totally mixed in with the chulin. You can't find it anymore. You can't be mafresh challah for the sourdough from the dough that it came from, because the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos that being mafresh challah from one dough and another only works if they have the same level of chiyuv, meaning they're both chayv midar. Rice and challah, or they're both chayv midrabanan and challah. But over here, the sourdough that's mixed in with this other dough on a daraisa level is batel barov and is not chayv and challah. It's only midrabanan that it's chayv and challah. But the dough that it came from is chayv and challah midaraisa. So you can't do that either. So you're out of options. So what does the Mishnah tell you to do? So im yesh lo parnasim makom acher, if you happen to have a batch of flour from somewhere else that together with the sourdough would equal up to chameshos ravan kemach, which would be chayv and challah. So take some of that flour, that's also tevel, make a batch of dough out of it, and put these two batches of dough together, and mosi lefi cheshbon, then be mafra. So now that the new dough is touching the old dough, and it connects the two of them together. So when they're connected together, they now have the minimum shear of chameshus revaim. But you have to make sure that the new dough on its own is pachos mechameshus revaim kemach, because you can't have the new dough being chayiv and chalam midaraisa, because then you're back to the same problem we had before. That if the new dough is chayiv and chalam midaraisa, you can't be mafresh from it onto the sourdough. So you need to have that the new dough is pachos mikashir, but when it's combined with the sourdough, you have to thread that needle and get it right on the line, where only when you combine it with the little bit of sourdough that you put into this into your batch, only then is it going to equal the shear, and then you can be mafresh. Then mostly the fi cheshbon, then you can be mafresh the amount of challah from the new dough proportional to cover both that dough and the sourdough that was put into the original dough. Vim lav, but if you don't have any other flour to draw from, then motzi challah achas al kol. Then you have to be mafresh a full challah on the entire new dough, on the entire mixture that you made, meaning that original mixture where you put sourdough into a regular dough, you now need to be mafresh 1/24 of your new dough, even though the large majority of your new dough already had a hafrashas challah and is not tevel. But yeah, you're out of options, and therefore that's the only thing you could do. Okay, so to quickly review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if a person makes a dough out of two kinds of flour, grain flour and rice flour, we look at the tam. If it has tam dagan, then it's chayiv and challah, and it could be used for matzah and pesach. If it doesn't have tam dagan, it's patur from challah, cannot be used for matzah and pesach. And then we learned in Mishnah Ches that if you took a little bit of sour dough that was tevel and you put it into a dough that was chulin, that was perfectly fine, so you can't be mafresh from the dough itself for the sourdough, because you can't find the sourdough. You can't be mafresh from the sourdough that originally came from, because that's chayiv midaraisa, and the sourdough that's mixed into the food is only, that's mixed into your dough, is now only chayiv midrabanan. So if you can make a new dough that's just under the shear of hafrashas challah and then put it next to this dough that you just made, then you can be mafresh lefi cheshbon. If you can't, then you're going to have to be mafresh 1/24 of the entire thing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes.